37.
Across this great nation, be honest, how many millions of you listening to America Tonight, both in the States and outside of our borders, were watching the Super Boar? Because that is what it was in the first half until, boom, boom, the lights went out early in the third quarter, and the Ravens, who were eating the lunch of the 49ers, 28-6, suddenly saw that San Francisco was raining on their parade. They reeled off the 49ers 17 straight points within 4 minutes. It was crazy and exciting because it really did look like it was going to be another Super Bowl blowout. The Ravens, in the end, beat the 49ers, but it was close. The 49ers almost scored with just a couple of minutes left. They had plenty of tries at it, but they couldn't get it done. So 34-31, the final score right at the top. I'm not going to keep you in suspended animation if you just tuned in to ATN. Nobody nailed the score. A couple people came close, including Matt Johnson, 33-31. Also, Mike in Kentucky had the Ravens like Matt, 35-31. But nobody nailed it, 34-31. So congratulations to Dave in Vermont, because he's the only one to nail the score this season. It's just that hard to do. People after Super Bowl talk about the halftime performance, talk about the game itself, talk about the commercials in the game, talk about things surrounding the game. They're going to talk about Beyonce. They're going to talk about the fact that 34 minutes, the place was pretty much dark, emergency lights, and that swung the momentum, it seems anyway, toward the 49ers. But as I just mentioned, it didn't matter because Baltimore closed the deal. So the Super Bowl, did you dig it? Would you put it as one of the most exciting ones on your list? I put it in the top 10, not the most exciting to me. I still go back a few years ago to the Giants and the Patriots and the awesome catch at the end that made such a big difference from Eli Manning, who was getting pounded in the New York press, and then he really stepped up big in the Super Bowl. And that's Eli. He looks terrible, and then he comes through in the end. And remember, the Giants won last year. But I think that the first Super Bowl for Eli was probably, to me, the most exciting. This ended up pretty good, though. I would say that when the numbers come out, you're going to have record numbers watching this Super Bowl. It's certainly not just about the Super Bowl and the commercials, but it's a big part of what we're going to talk about here on the show. We're going to also talk about some of the other things that are creating buzz in the nation, some of them pretty sad, about this Navy SEAL being gunned down by a fellow young Marine who he was trying to help, and his friend also being shot to death. And now this kid is being held on $3 million bond. Very, very disconcerting. I have some inside skinny on that, and we'll jump to that a little bit later here in this hour of America Tonight. But right off the top, let's go to Tomas and find out what he has to say. Hey, Tomas, what's up?
Hey, that was not a bad Super Bowl at the end there. You know, I bet you a lot of people, after that guy ran like, you know, 150 yards on the kickoff return, they just probably decided to, you know. Right?
Yeah, 108 yards, tied a record. I think that you're right. I think a lot of people might have tuned out and said, oh, forget it. The lights are out on this game. This is a blowout. I'm not going to watch this anymore. But it wasn't. It wasn't. It turned out to be good after the third quarter. As the third quarter went on and they reeled off those 17 points that I mentioned, the 49ers, it was a great finish.
Yeah, and, you know, Baltimore has always lived and died by their defense.
Yeah.
The first time they went to the Super Bowl, they had a very underachieving, under-average quarterback, and they basically told him, just don't mess it up. And they won that Super Bowl on the strength of their defense. And in this game, San Francisco had the ball first down at the 8-yard line, goal to go, and they couldn't do it. And if you do that, then you don't deserve the Super Bowl. If you can't get 8 yards in 4 tries, sorry, buddy. You know, that's just...
I agree. I thought they were going to do it, and they didn't do it, so they didn't deserve it then. Yeah, absolutely.
And it came down to that. One question I'd like to ask you, though, because I didn't know you had gone to so many Super Bowls, is how did the advertising deal with the extended time of the Super Bowl? Because it had to be the longest one ever, because it was extended 30 minutes.
34 minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how does that work with the advertisers? Because I think it was like $100,000 a second. I think it's $4 million for a 30-second spot or something. I don't know. But
yeah, no, you're right. It's $3.8 million for a 30-second spot. So I bet what they did, and I don't know, I'm thinking that they moved some spots up. Excuse me. That's what I think they did. Probably
wow.
To cover that, yeah. Because remember, they stayed on the air for a long time.
Well,
and they threw in promos. I mean, I bet if I went back, because I have it taped and looked at it, they threw in promos. So promos are for the network, and promos are free.
Oh, I see. So the network came out really great on that.
Right, so CBS, their shows, Mike and Molly. How many of the two, what are the two dumb girls, whatever that was, those two waitresses, whatever, two broke idiots, whatever. I never watched those shows, so I'm like, oh, do I have to hear another spot? That makes sense. That's what they would do, throw their promos in.
Okay. Well, okay, now I know the rest of the story. Hey,
yeah.
Thank you very much, Kate, and have a great week, okay?
You too, Tomas. Thanks for the call. And Tomas is right. If they didn't get it in the end zone with four tries at the end, Colin Kaepernick, if he couldn't do it, and he was amazing in that game, by the way. He is such a star. But it didn't happen for them. Then you knew the Ravens were going to have it. It was going to be their Super Bowl after that. There were still some possibilities, but very unlikely possibilities because there were just seconds left on the clock. It did make it interesting. It was absolutely interesting after the third quarter, in the third quarter, you know, at the top of the third quarter when those lights went out, thanks to Beyonce with her heavy wattage show. So that's the other thing. People, like I said, talk about what happened at the halftime. Was the halftime show worth it? How great was it? Was it, you know, was it okay? And I want to see what the reviewers say. Yeah, see, it was all that wattage. By the way, we have Don Carlson with us, filling in for Matt Johnson, who's nowhere to be found. He's MIA. He went to the best Super Bowl party in downtown Minneapolis, and he's missing in action. We can't find him. So Don, the drummer, he was on deck. What a great guy. He came in. He could have sat down and watched some really bad TV land or done something else more exciting, but he volunteered to come in and help us here on America Tonight. And he's good buddies, it turns out, with Charles in Charge. He's a drummer. So we like having a little musical flair here on America Tonight while we try to find Matt. Who knows? I knew I had to have him tethered somehow. Get him a beeper. He needs a beeper. Like, I have to be sort of like a drug dealer with Matt. Get him the beeper so I can know at all times what's happening with him. I'm assuming it was a pretty good Super Bowl party, though. So how about that? All right, coming up, as I said, the menu will include Super Bowl commercials. In fact, we're going to have a couple of those coming up on the flip side, plus other things that were huge last week heading into this week as we get back in touch with our pals from Washington. You know, Wayne LaPierre, he has talked to a lot of people about the gun registry and the universal checks to the gun registry and what does it really all mean. You're going to hear about that, too, at the tail end of America Tonight. So stay with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,707.07, $853.54 for a half ounce, or $426.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,707.07, $853.54, and $426.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
Celebrating in the Inner Harbor, I hear, is crazy. The Ravens beat the 49ers after the crazy delay that we've been talking about, the power outage. How about the Super Bowl commercials? You know, they pay $3.8 million for the commercial spots, meaning the companies pay that. But what they get in return, because of all the conversation just on the commercials, it's such a big deal now that they'll hire companies to work on the ads, their ad companies, to work on them practically all year round. If they're going to spend big money and they're going to have a couple spots in the game, because they want the payoff, they want the buzz. So what commercials created the most buzz? It wouldn't be any fun if we just talked about all hardcore stuff here in America tonight. So we're going to lighten the load and have some fun with this. Best commercials. Here's a couple of them for you. They're all cars, the car ones. And these, some people might put them on their worst, but I think that these got some of the most buzz. And this one is the Honda one. Check it out.
Well, I'm not sure what it is. I guess I'll be okay.
I'm calling the studio, Matthew. You're not shooting today.
Just get some rest.
He bought it.
Hi, can I get my CRV brought up, please?
Roderick. Roderick.
Life is packed with things you have to do.
But sometimes you gotta live a little.
Matthew, you poor thing. You sound awful.
How could I resist?
Look, I don't know what to tell you. He's sick. Actors get sick sometimes.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Get going in the all-new CR-V from Honda.
All right, so the Honda, this is radio. Let me fill you in on a couple things. Matthew Broderick played Ferris Bueller. Remember, Bueller. The character cutting school, you know, the famous movie. If you don't, do yourself a favor and download it. It's hilarious. It still holds up today. In fact, Matthew Broderick, anywhere he goes in New York, people yell things out about Ferris Bueller's Day Off to him all the time, still all these many years later. So last year this was a big spot in the Super Bowl, and they brought him back again, the Ferris Bueller thing. He did a roller coaster ride with a Red Wings jersey, the license plate and what it said on the license plate, and it lived up to the walrus in it. These are all things that were part of the Ferris Bueller movie, and it was a little homage to it, and it was pretty funny, very funny. He's obviously cutting. He's an actor, and he's not going to work, and he's driving around instead in his Honda. So one of his best friends in the real world is Jerry Seinfeld, and Jerry Seinfeld gets probably award for the top five, at least in some people's minds. This one is Acura, the first one.
I want it. I would love to have the first one.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Seinfeld, but you're number two on the list.
Who's number one?
That guy.
Okay. So you're number one. How'd you like to be number 20?
No.
I'll throw in the soup Nazi. Soup for you. Last living munchkin.
I thought he passed away.
I found another one. Anybody like dirty limericks?
Oh, that
I did.
How about a new boat?
No! Final offer. Access to my personal network of Manhattan zip lines.
Wow! Impressive! You got the first Acura NSX.
How about a jetpack flying squirrel suit? Sorry, Jerry.
I know.
The Acura NSX. It's coming.
All right, so this is one that they did last year, too. And they did it again, and it worked out. It was funny. The whole Jay Leno thing, ultimately losing out to him, blah, 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 and some of the typical things that he, you know, the whole idea of stealing things from a comic. So there were a few plays on things. Soup Nazi, that was part of the Seinfeld show. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, it was funny. Seinfeld was funny, and it was doing the bribe thing for an Acura, for goodness sake, because he wanted the first one off the line. All right, here's another car one, and it's Audi, and it's called Killing Time. Check it out.
Party's a ride.
Let me explain this one a little bit for you, for your vampire fans out there. In the end, what this ad was, it looked really stupid to me, and the deal was you had the vampires that were part of this, and at the end, the Audi's headlights started sending the vampires back to hell, pushing them out, melting them, if you will, as they were playing the guitar around the campfire, and they were combusting in the glare of the headlights. And it was actually quite clever. If you want to really see them instead of just hear them, we're going to let you hear a few more, too, by the way. They'll make even more sense for you when you go and watch them on FoxSports.com or any of the 10 million places where they are listed. This will be talked about for at least a day or two, the best commercials. You'll hear them on a lot of other radio shows, I'm certain, and they'll be played on late-night TV and whatnot, and probably on your local news somewhere, because people like to judge. They like to take polls. They like to decide what was the best. What was the best one? Was it the Audi one, the Audi one? Was it the Honda one? Was it Skechers in the dog race? Was it Toyota and reinventing? What was the best Super Bowl commercial? And mine is probably one that wouldn't make it on the list for most people as the best one. And I'll tell you about it a little bit later on during this show. But coming up next on America Tonight, terrible story. I've mentioned this, I think, at the top briefly, but I want to flesh out some of the details for you. The decorated Navy SEAL, a sniper, a guy who did four tours took out 150 insurgents and was nicknamed the Devil because they had a hit on him. He was that good. Ironically, dies at a resort area in Texas that had a giant gun range with just lots of fields and that kind of stuff. And he was trying to help a young Marine who had been out of service for a couple of years, tried to get his head together, as the story goes. And unfortunately, he ends up dead in the process and has so many people just shaking their heads, wondering why and how this happened. And not just one, but there were two guys that he actually took out. And it really has people talking, because you have a 25-year-old Iraqi war vet who was really struggling, and a former decorated Navy SEAL and the author of a book that was a bestseller called American Sniper. Some of you might have read it. The guy's name was Chris Kyle, and his friend were there trying to help him. They were on the shooting range, and unfortunately it ended up in both of their deaths. Both were family men. They had children, and there's a lot of reasons why this whole story is just the worst story from this past weekend. Stay with us. More on that coming up on the flip side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Super Bowl Monday to some of the ads in the Super Bowl, plus some of the highlights surrounding the Super Bowl. You had baby celebs, beer, the Clydesdales, all that kind of stuff that were part of the ads that a lot of people seem to like. As I mentioned before, that's part of what we talk about in our culture, the Super Bowl. My husband said an interesting thing to me. We were taking a long walk today before the game, and we're looking around, and there's all these American flags out, and he said, "Don't tell me this is because of the Super Bowl. Do you think this is because of the Super Bowl? How big is this game going to get?" And the answer is, I think it's to infinity. We don't know. How much are ads going to be 10 years from now for the Super Bowl if they're already 3.8 million for 30 seconds? But I wanted to talk about this horrible story of this ex-SEAL. It's just absolutely shocking. He wrote a book called American Sniper, and it's his autobiography and of the fact that he was the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history. 150 insurgents, as I mentioned, killed by his hands, and so they hated him. They wanted him dead in the Middle East, all over the place, whether you're talking about Iraq or Afghanistan. They're looking for this guy. And as soon as I hear about the fact that he was killed at the gun range in Glen Rose, Texas, not too far from actually where our satellite facility is, I was stunned. Immediately I'm thinking, you know, who's trying to take this guy out? Because he's been very critical of the administration lately, and there have been you know, the thing that he had the hit on him, and who's to say that that couldn't happen in the U.S. But another guy, his pal, who was helping him help other veterans who were struggling making it back in the U.S. once they had gotten back, a guy named Chad Littlefield, also was killed at this Rough Creek Lodge. It's a beautiful area because they have lots of land there, and a lot of people go there to shoot, and it's on the map, so to speak. People seek it out, go there, spend time there. And he was spending time there helping these other veterans. So what ultimately happens is on Saturday he's murdered along with his friend Chad Littlefield, and there's nothing but questions all over the place. That it looked like a semi-automatic handgun was used in the shootings, and that gun was recovered at this other Marine's, ex-Marine's house, and he was, these guys were in their 30s. This was a guy that was, you know, 24 years old. And the fact is that Kyle was a decorated Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, and he had 2 Silver Stars, had done 4 tours of duty. I mean, you talk about passion and talk about worried about your brother soldiers. And he was passionate about helping those soldiers struggling to fight to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, something that, you know, we really weren't talking about except for the last couple of years. And there's still a fight to deal with that. So the guy that they were helping, unfortunately, was supposedly suffering from this. And he was a corporal in the Marines from, you know, June of 2006 to January of 2010. He was deployed to Iraq in 2007, and he's a reserve. He's listed as a reserve. And for whatever it was that ultimately led to this course, it's, I mean, just the worst bit of news that these families could possibly receive for this decorated SEAL who was only trying to do his best to try to help fellow soldiers who frankly weren't making it, who were struggling trying to get their heads together. And the shooting deaths at the hands of what it looks to be this 25-year-old Eddie Ray Ralph makes just absolutely no sense. But he sits in jail on 2 counts of capital murder. It happened on Saturday late in the day. They picked him up finally on Saturday evening, and there's nothing but a lot of sad questions facing what happened here. And the fact that Ralph was unemployed and was suffering from, it looked like, some kind of form of mental illness. There were a lot of rumors to that effect, but they don't have the medical evidence yet. They're still, of course, investigating this. The sheriff's department is. So here's a couple of thoughts on it. The one is that, you know, how we've waited so long to help so many of these soldiers, and here this guy was stepping in to do that, and that's a shame. And the other part of it is, as we go back to this, the same thing again, where you just, it's such a severe, I guess, transition because of what has happened in this war, where children are rigged up and the IEDs and people coming back missing limbs, and how tight that bond is in the military, and where you're serving with someone and then they're blown away. There just is not enough we can do. There is not enough we could possibly do to help these guys. And we're not doing enough. We're just simply not doing enough. So Ryan Owens talked about Eddie Routh and why the gun range for PTSDs.
He is a 25-year-old Marine. He apparently served for 4 years. We're told by the local sheriff that at some point his mother may have reached out to Chris Kyle asking for help. We don't know for sure that he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, but we do know that he was having a hard time readjusting to civilian life, and apparently at some point his family reached out to Kyle. Kyle was doing this as a good deed, trying to mentor this young man, and ended up dead.
And then, of course, why the gun range for doing that in the first place?
Chris Kyle was a big believer in gun rights and a big belief that shooting could be part of the therapy, that you could sort of reclaim the sound of gunshots, to reclaim the gun as a way really to move forward, that it was something that you shouldn't shy away from, but something you should tackle, and that he thought that practice shooting with this young man, as he has done with many others, might help him get past some of his traumatic memories of combat.
Yeah, there you go, and that's the philosophy that other people share as well. The sheriff talked about the charges, asking for prayers because it's so shocking and such a horrible obstacle to get over with this just happening over the weekend, and both of the men who were killed have children and wives, and talking about helping veterans and the idea of what Owens mentioned there, the shooting therapy.
Apparently, Mr. Kyle works with people that are suffering from some issues that have been in the military. And this shooter is possibly one of those people that he had taken out to the range to mentor, to visit with, to help him. That's all I can tell you. Thoughts and prayers are with the Kyle and Littlefield families.
My reaction is one of just shock, pissed off, if you will, in Chris type terms, and numbness.
Kind of have an idea that maybe that's why they were at the range, for some type of therapy that Mr. Kyle assists people with. And I don't know if it's called shooting therapy. I don't have any idea, but that's what little bit of information that we can gather so far.
Yeah, terrible thing. Just an awesome guy by all accounts, by people who knew Chris Kyle. I didn't know him, but I had a buddy who knew him. I sent him a quick note after this had happened, got something back, and he said he really believed in the power of this kind of therapy that he was working on, and just in helping the veterans in general, whatever it took, whatever he had to do in getting them to a point where they could at least function, where they felt like they could function and sleep through the night and not be on 10 gazillion pills and not feel like all was lost with no job and suffering and trying to make that transition back into American life. And how tough is that? One can only imagine, as somebody who's not served but have friends who have served, have many of you have called in, have had many guests who have talked about this, and I've seen this firsthand in what that's like, and it's a vicious cycle, and it's a tough thing to tackle, and bravo for this man and what he dedicated his life to, and what a sad ending to his life, the fact that this is what he was doing. And imagine the mother of this kid, of Eddie Ray Ruth Ralph, who wanted so desperately for her son to get some help, to have that happen. It just has to be just a terrible, terrible thing. And I think the family is trying to figure it out and put it all together, and I hope his nonprofit gets a lot of donations, and that somebody else takes up the mantle and tries to help these veterans. And the group that he funded, the ironic thing is they were about to have a big fundraiser at the gun range where they were, and a lot of people were on board and paid thousands of dollars to come out and be part of that civilian training event. He had a training company, and this was to be in the beginning of March, and it's an awful, awful thing, I think, for so many people that lost a very, very good friend and somebody who was really there in the trenches, grassroots level, getting his hands on and around this very serious problem that we can't seem to address enough. We can't do that with all these people that have been deployed, and the people have been deployed again and again, and the things that they've seen in coming back. It's just an awful, awful part of as we wrap up everything, and we've done it in Iraq and now in Afghanistan, and this just speaks volumes to that, because Ralph had been out of the service for 2 years. All right, stay with us. We're going to lighten the load and go back to some Super Bowl conversation next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Up in the pocket, throwing deep. He's got Jacoby Jones open at the 10. Jones makes the catch. He's not touched. Bounces up. Spins out of one tackle. Running at the left hash mark. Plunges in. Touchdown, Ravens. Jacoby Jones, Mr. Long Distance, has struck again. Woohoo! What a score!
Akers kick off to start the second half. Fielded by Jacoby Jones, 8 yards deep, brings it out of the end zone. Left hash mark, 10, 15, 20, shed the tackle, 30.
Jacoby Jones, midfield, he might, 30, he could, 20, no flag, he will go all the way, Jacoby Jones.
There's nothing on the big screen TV, that's out. Off of the lights on the state of the 49ers side of the Superdome are out. The only lights that are on the Ravens side of the field. All of the broadcast outlets are on the 49ers side of the field. There's not a light to be seen. There is still some light in the Superdome. The players are on the field, but there is nowhere near enough light to play football. And that happened at the conclusion of the play in which Colin Kaepernick was sacked for the 49ers to lead the third down.
Kaepernick wants to throw, pump once, under pressure, and he's sacked back at the 40-yard line. Arthur Jones, the former Syracuse Orange Star, making the penetration and delivering the Ravens' second sack in the Super Bowl.
Talk about being relentless. You only got so much time. You're looking down the field. No one's there. That's all they cover, sack. He's pumping, he's pumping.
Kaepernick standing in the pocket, pulls the ball down. Scrambling away. Tripped up as he's trying to get out, and he goes down at the 40-yard line. Arthur Jones, who's down on the ground, has reached out and clipped Kaepernick by the ankles and dropped him for a sack.
The pressure was starting to come around him. Nothing was developing down the field. He wanted to get past Crabtree on the hesitation.
Kaepernick pumps up, gives action play fakes to Gore, looking, drills one of an air side. Crabtree catches him, spins away, and Crabtree will take it in for a touchdown. Kaepernick takes the snap, going to give to Gore. Running back right, Delaney Walker trying to block. It's a great Gore will run in for a touchdown with an extraordinary block by Delaney Walker. He just crushed every. 49ers are going to bring an extra rusher. It's Bowman. The pass out in the left flank caught by Ray Rice. Bubble the ball! He bubbled the ball! Picked up by Terrell Brown! The 49ers have it! Kaepernick takes the snap. Kaepernick going to roll to his left. Trying to get down the sideline. Kaepernick running to the 10, to the 5! He's in! Touchdown, 49ers! Kaepernick's legs strike again!
Sam Cook standing in the end zone, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He drops in the back of the end zone. Clock is at 7. Cook running around, still on his feet, and finally chased out of bounds with 4 seconds left on the clock. Hugh Colvin, Sam Cook alertly burning 8 seconds off the clock, and now the Ravens will have a free kick. Fielded by Ginn at the 18, blocked again. 3 seconds left. 2, into the 40. Is expired. Ginn is tackled. And the Hayes in the bars. The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions.
Woo! Let's find out the crowd gate. Let's beat.
Fortunately for 49er fans, that's the way it ended. And congratulations to the Ravens. They win it. It looked like they were going to blow it, and it turned out to be an exciting Super Bowl in the end. That's the key thing. If we're going to waste some time watching the Super Bowl, we want it to be good. And it was a good Super Bowl. It was a very strange Super Bowl because you had a power outage that knocked out lights inside the Superdome. It delayed action for a half an hour almost, you know, more than a half an hour, a little bit over. Then when play started, San Francisco, they were getting pummeled. They scored 17 points within 4 minutes. 4 minutes. So how about that? Joe Flacco, in the end, becomes the stud of the game. And gets the MVP, and he should have because he was had an incredible season, and in the playoffs he had a really, really good season. But it ended up being a tight one at the end, and that's key because it wasn't boring. If you were going to walk away from it, you did. Oh, you missed a good Super Bowl, top 10 for sure. For some, maybe top 5. I'm not saying it would be my top. It's not my top Super Bowl, or not even my second. But it would be up there. Nobody nailed the score. 34-31. So close. So many so close, but not close enough. So congratulations to Dave in Vermont, as he is the only guy who nails the score for this America Tonight Nail the Score season. When it comes to the NFL, boy, we've had a lot of fun doing it. I know it's been tough, and people exhaustedly call in and send their guesses, and it's awesome. Each week, people are still out there pounding away. Pete in Texas, and Kerry, and Jack, and Mike in Kentucky, and Rick in Illinois, and Dan in Texas, and thanks so much for participating. We'll do another Nail the Score when we get to college hoops and the big tourney. But until then, it's put to bed. So how about that? Flacco becomes only the 6th in 47 Super Bowls, quarterback that is, to throw for 3 scores in a first half. Wow, incredible. Super Bowl ads. The Super Bowl ads that people will be talking about, and the Super Bowl ads that people, I don't know, maybe think fizzled. I don't know that I'm going to agree with the list that's out there for most people. I think that some of the Super Bowl ads that will get a lot of buzz is the Doritos ads. They had a couple of good Doritos ads, as they always do. I think they must work with a pretty good agency. So here's Doritos. You didn't see nothing. All right. right. So, nope, the cat is gone. That's why. And he's basically covering it up. It's all about the Doritos. So it was a cat killing a dog, bribing his owner to look the other way on the feline side, if you will, for this bag of Doritos. And was probably, I think it was one of the funnier ads of the night. Cat lovers might not be really super excited about it, as it's been described by some people. Let's move on from that one to back to the cars again. Cars, chips, booze, and soda. Always big when it comes to an event like the Super Bowl. And let's face it, they're the big companies. They have the money to pony up. The Kia.
It's halftime. Both teams are in their locker room discussing what they can do to win this game in the second half. It's halftime in America, too.
Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
So there you go, Mr. Sandman, the whole thing, halftime in America. And the idea here is you've got the mother of all dreams. You got the sporty Kia, Motley Crue, MMA action, attractive women, let's say. So the Sandman dumped a little too much sand on a sleeping man. That's what it resulted in. And the conclusion, when he busts out of his dream, he reclaims his wife from a Fabio wannabe, romping through her own subconscious. It's a classic from before. All right, here's another one. This one is the Volkswagen commercial. Check it out. To give you an idea, talking about Volkswagen, it's talking about resolutions of working out, losing a little weight. The motivation for the dog has to lose weight, chases the VW bug. One of my all-time favorites, so that's why we're bringing it back out of the vault. If you want to chime in, you can, americatonight.net.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.